On today's show, Cadillac will axe the ATS sedan. Panasonic wants to make batteries in China with Tesla. And the lowrider scene makes its way to big rigs. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. As sales of passenger cars continue to crater, Cadillac will drop the ATS sedan at the end of this year. The coupe will live on for now. Last year, Cadillac only sold 13,000 ATSs in the American market, but Cadillac says it will continue to have three passenger cars in its lineup, which for now includes the CTS, the XTS, and the CT6. The world of mobility services is booming. That includes ride-sharing, ride-hailing, and on-demand shuttles. The consulting firm Frost & Sullivan says that last year, there were 983,000 vehicles worldwide used for new mobility services. And this year, that number will grow to more than 1.2 million vehicles. Doing some quick math, that's a quarter of a million vehicles added in just 1 year. There's a big meeting at the White House tomorrow with President Trump and the biggest automakers. Trump wants to roll back fuel economy regulations, and while the automakers will not support Trump publicly, behind the scenes, their lobbying group, called the Automotive Alliance, is actively working to make the standards easier. Automakers are afraid that if Trump pushes too hard, California will set its own standard and 12 other states will follow. Different states with different standards would be a logistical nightmare for the car companies. So tomorrow's meeting is going to be like watching a ballet performed in a minefield. It's amazing what some truckers will do with their big rigs. That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
When Jeep was developing the new Wrangler, a major focus was to make it more fuel efficient. And now we've got some numbers. The new Wrangler with a V6 improves by 1 mpg city and 4 mpg highway. A two-door model with a four-cylinder turbo delivers 23 miles to the gallon in the city, an impressive 5 mpg improvement over the old V6, and it gets 25 mpg on the highway. A four-door model knocks those numbers down by 1 mpg each. Jeep charges $1,000 for the turbo over a V6 Auto and $3,000 more than a V6 manual. While China is responding to threats of tariffs by the U.S. by slowing down imports at customs, Reuters reports that Ford's, BMW's, and Mercedes models made in the U.S. were stuck in Chinese ports due to, quote, unusual delays at customs. Ford would be especially impacted. It imported about 80,000 U.S. vehicles to China last year, with more than half of them being Lincolns. China's top economic official will be back in the U.S. next week to resume trade talks. Some truckers spend tens of thousands of dollars to deck out their rigs with lights, chrome, and large painted murals. And it's not just limited to the U.S. If you've never seen Japanese Deco-Tora, do yourself a favor and do a Google image search. And check out this Mercedes truck from Finland that was turned into a lowrider. We absolutely love the bold purple paint with the graphics on the trailers and a huge mural of actor Danny Trejo on the cab for some reason or another. And of course, no lowrider would be complete without knockoff wire wheels, huge white wall tires, and a purple, white, and gold velvet interior. Coming up next, Panasonic says it's ready to make batteries with Tesla in China.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Tesla and Panasonic could start making batteries in China. The Japanese electronics company currently makes battery cells for Tesla in Japan and at Tesla's Gigafactory in Nevada. Panasonic has big plans to expand into the auto industry and shift away from lower-profit consumer electronics. It wants to nearly double its car business revenue by 2022, and it's also working with Toyota, so it's not so reliant on Tesla. Rolls-Royce announced a few years back it was coming out with an SUV, and here's the Cullinan. And there's no mistaking this thing for anything other than a Rolls, from the front-end grille to the Spirit of Ecstasy hood ornament and the rear taillights. Of course, the interior can be had with any fine material you want, from thick leather to carbon fiber to fine woods imported from far-off places. Under the hood is the automaker's 6¾-liter V12 engine, which produces over 560 horsepower. The Cullinan will go on sale with a starting price of $325,000. And hey, be sure to join us later this afternoon for Autoline After Hours. Our special guest is Rob Wickman, the Director of Engineering for Ram Truck, who will be bringing one of those trucks to the studio with him. So if you have any questions about the pickup, send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv. Then join John and Gary at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv, for some of the best discussions in the automotive industry. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.